Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Okay, carry on thinking about that, but I want to reflect just a little bit, we'll have just a bit of a PowerPoint up on screen, hopefully. Okay, yeah, so purpose and leisure, but let me, a man called Eric Liddell, who was a Scottish sprinter. He was also who served in China, and that's where he was born, actually, in China. And his best event in... But when he discovered that the heats for the 1924 Paris Olympics... the 1924 Paris Olympic heats were on a Sunday, he withdrew from... he didn't believe that it was right to run on a Sunday. And actually, he won a 400-meter sprint and I think was placed... with a bronze in the 200 meters. So that was a little bit of that. You may well know that there was a film that was made in 81, which is why the quality of that is quite poor, because what you can find online is not high resolution. And we might think differently today about what Eric Liddell decided. Might not. I mean, there is food for thought there. But it's not Sundays I want to talk about, but the passion running. So, Eric's story was told in that film that I mentioned. Eric is under pressure from his sister Jenny to give up on his dream of the Olympics. And he wrestles with his conscience. Should he go to China now and run? Now, we were hoping to show a little clip from the film, but unfortunately the quality is just not good. The sound's a bit poor, but you can Google it if you Google some of the words that will be up on the screen. But there's a great scene in the film by Edinburgh when he talks to his sister and he says to her, "I'm going back to China. The missionary service have accepted me." And as Jenny, "But I've got a lot of running to do first. To understand, I believe that God made me for a purpose. Fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure." You are right. It's not just fun. To win is to honor him. That's the quote, thank you. And that's the sort of abbreviation of the quote, and you try that and you'll find the... As I think about that quote there, and we'll leave it there, why is it we do for God, or we say we do for God, and there are other things we just do? You know, in the way that God in China as a missionary, you know, that's God's purpose. But might we not say that God's purpose is for our lives? You know, not just the things my God to this or that. Might it not be that even leisure activities are part of God's purposes? Another word that we might use instead of leisure, is recreation, come to think about it. Which, of course, that works really well, doesn't it? God has created us, but we do get worn out. So we need recreating often, refreshing, renewing, resting, recharging the batteries. And I think this is part of God's plan, God's purpose. And we go to the Ten Commandments here. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days Sabbath to the Lord your God. But I think the Sabbath is not just about a day. It's about things that we do. We need rest as God is said to have rested as part of our rest. And God blesses our experience, certainly. And I dare say that, Wendy will probably say that, you know, if I don't get out... Yeah, don't have to nod so enthusiastically. But you know, there are things that we need together, don't they? And just to de-stress from the distress, perhaps, sometimes. So God blesses us through leisure. I think as well, heard that from you, Hannah, starting with the swimming. You can chat to people in the change area. You can, you know, just share friendship, can't you? Love doing. If, incidentally, you ever want to come out for a walk with me and explore Buckingham, I know most of them, we could do that. But we can bless earlier, was God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other kinds of blessings. So, Sport can bless you for participating. Craft can bless you and bless others. We've seen examples of that around or whatever. Photography as well, and I reflect, there are a number of people who are no longer able to walk. Apples thank me for posting my photos so that, you know, I can take them with me on the walk. Kind of by doing it can bless you and others. I think of a friend, you know, he's a Facebook friend, so he's a friend. But what a guy he is, a guy called Malcolm, who's now over 80, four kids. He has had sledges received by the royal family for the three children of William and, who knows, probably hasn't snowed enough, has it, in the UK lately. But he makes sledges and he basically takes sledges in his, what is now a long retirement. So we picked a couple, two of them up, I think, didn't we? Which is how come we got to meet him, for a friend or a friend of Sarah in who lives down here in Buckingham. So we brought a couple back and we met him then. Eric Little, we can feel God's pleasure through our leisure in what we are doing, recreating us. So I want to just finish, I've used before in different contexts, it's Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the message. Here's what I want you to do, God helping.